Let's see, if you said that a person was very common, how would you mean that? How's that word used?
Really, I don't know unless it'd be humble.
Is it a good word? I mean, if you said someone was common, or if you referred to someone as common, would you mean that as a compliment, or would that be something bad?
No, I think it's
a compliment.
Common people is, it's compliment to common people.
Okay. Let's see, if someone is quite quick and active in all his motions, you say he is quite...
active.
Okay. What do you say of maybe someone who's very, very old and is still able to do everything they did when they were a teenager?
I know what that is, but I can't think.
Would you say lively or pert, spry? Any word like that?
Spry, I guess so. We called it here.
Okay. Let's see. You might say to your husband, if your children were out, you say, the children are out later than usual. I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I just can't help feeling a little...
worried.
Okay. Let's see. A child might say, I don't want to go upstairs in the dark. I'm...
afraid.
Okay. And any other words?
Scared.
Okay. A person who gets afraid easily is kind of...
emotional.
Okay. A place like a dark road alongside a graveyard is what? If you, a word like that. What is it usually considered to be?
Well, I imagine that'd be scary, but I never was afraid of graveyards.
Okay. You might say about a little girl, she isn't afraid now, but she...
might be later.
Okay, or talking about the past, you might say...
she used to be.
Okay. Or about the old gray mare, yeah. She ain't what she...
she used to be.
Okay. Now, what's the opposite of used to be? You said he used to be in...
future.
But if you...
no, the past.
But if you wanted to make it the opposite, he used to be, but she didn't. He used to be, but she didn't used to be. Could you use the sound choosing that? I don't understand why she's afraid. She didn't.
Didn't used to be.
Okay. Somebody who, say, maybe leaves a lot of money on the table, leaves doors unlocked, leaves, fires going that aren't safe, you might say that person's might...
careless.
Okay. And, let's see. Is there a word to use for someone that acts, kind of...
silly.
Strange at times, sometimes?
Silly.
No, not really that, but just does odd things.
I don't know what you'd call it.
Did you ever use the word queer?
Yeah.
Is that used a lot?
No, not much around here, but well, I have heard it.
Has the meaning changed for you?
No, it's always been the same thing.
It would just be, what, someone who acts a little...
queer.
Queer, okay. Let's see, if a man is very sure in his own ways and never wants to change, you say, don't be so...
crapped.
Okay. Or don't be so in your ways.
Say it.
Okay. Somebody who you can't joke with without him losing his temper, you say he's mighty...
stubborn.
Okay. Let's see.
Self-willed.
Right. Okay. You might